Hi, my name is Golda Aharon, and this is MES in 5. This presentation is based off of an article by Dr. John D. Loike and Rabbi Moshe D. Tendler in Volume 40.4 of Tradition from Winter 2007. I'd like to discuss the Jewish ethical consideration in transplanting embryonic human stem cells into an animal's brain for biomedical research. Such an animal is called a chimera, after the Greek mythical beast with a lion's head, goat's body, and snake's tail. Creating chimeras leads to many halakhic questions. Are we permitted to produce chimeras? Is this being considered an animal or a human? What if this being exhibits human behavior or intelligence? Using stem cells to construct a human brain in an animal fetus raises several ethical and halakhic concerns. Let's begin by discussing what there is to gain from using chimeras for neurological research. First, creating chimeras with human brain cells could help scientists understand how the human brain forms during embryological development. Second, scientists could study the development of human neurological diseases. For instance, brain stem cells from an individual with a genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's disease could be transplanted into an animal fetus, so that scientists could study the development of Alzheimer's as a chimera ages. The first halachic issue with this technique is kilayim, the prohibition of crossbreeding animals. The Torah states in Leviticus 19, "You should not let your cattle mate with a diverse kind. You should not sow thy field with two kinds of seed. Neither shall thou come upon yourself a garment of two kinds of stuff mingled together." The Ramban explains that kilayim is an example of a chuk, a law without a clear reason that is instituted by God to instill heavenly awe in his people. The Gemara in Chulin, in contrast, suggests that crossbreeding through normal sexual mating is prohibited, lest it produce a dangerous species. When two species of animal crossbreed, every cell and organ in the offspring is a mixture of the genetic material of both parents. Thus, the offspring is sterile, because its parents have incompatible chromosomes, or the wrong number of chromosomes. Chimeras, on the other hand, are created by transplanting human embryonic stem cells into the animal embryo and allowing those cells to develop on their own. Chimeras, therefore, are composed of two separate types of cells, one from each parent, not a genetic mixture of both parents' genetic material. Chimeras are not necessarily sterile. Therefore, it seems that creating chimeras by introducing human embryonic stem cells into animal fetuses would not be a violation of kilayim. Inserting human brain cells into an animal fetus may not be considered crossbreeding because no sexual mating was involved, and the Torah does not explicitly prohibit human-animal hybrids. Also, chimeras are not necessarily sterile. The laws of kilayim do not forbid the creation of human-animal chimeras. A second, more philosophical concern at hand is the duty to preserve human dignity. Judaism maintains that human dignity comes from God, and that God created human beings in his image. This dignity emerges from the time an individual is an embryo, and continues to even past death. There are even cases in the Gemara where the preservation of human dignity takes priority over saving somebody's life. Human-animal chimeras could seriously oppose the preservation of human dignity. Chimeras include elements of human beings, yet they are created for the purpose of experimentation. Additionally, transplanting human brain cells in an animal might produce a being with human-like intelligence and character, and trapping a human personality within an animal body would be considered denigration. Halachically, human-animal chimeras may violate the duty to preserve human dignity. So, how should we as Jews respond to this particular method of biomedical research? Dr. Loike and Rabbi Tendler offer recommendations that correspond to some of the guidelines instituted by the National Academy of Sciences in 2005. Some of their recommendations are: 1. Human brain stem cells may be transplanted into animal adults for research. 2. Human mouse chimeras with a human blood system or human sheep chimeras with human livers or kidneys are halakhically permitted. 3. Human stem cells should not be transplanted into the sex organs of animals. and human-animal chimeras should never be allowed to mate or reproduce. And 4, human brain stem cells can be transplanted into animal embryos before behavioral characteristics develop, and only within a test tube environment. This was MESN5 regarding the transplantation of human embryonic brain cells into animal fetuses for biomedical research. Thank you.